Welcome. We'll begin this morning with questions. And everyone can ask their question, and I'll incorporate the answers into the talk.
Candice, could you speak about friendship? And what is friendship in wrestling? And I had a talk with somebody yesterday night, and we were discussing about if there's conflicts in a relationship. I said it's better to go to speak about the conflict to a teacher or a friend from the community and not bubble it up in the relationship. And it's just an opinion that I have, but I would like to hear what you think about conflicts in relationships between friends or family.
Beneficial.
Actually, I have one and a half question. Is it possible? The half question is about the conflict. Is it possible to have any conflict when two people are resting, or the relationship has to be all the time, you know, like always supporting and not giving anything that is shared to be something that is affected by one side? Like, if there's a boss and an employee, and both of them are resting, and the employee is feeling that the boss is doing something that is harmful to him, can he share this from resting? Or if a woman that is beaten up by a resting man can tell to her husband, you're harming me, and is it okay to share it, or you can't share any conflict because it's not supportive or something like that? That's the half question. And
All right. I'm with you so far. Now I wonder what the full question is.
No, it's much shorter. There's a so-called spiritual term that it's called 2012. And it's run down by many like tradition or esoteric streams in all kinds of traditions. And my question is it possible for 2012 to happen in the terms of, you know, vivid experience? Like, there are all kinds of rumors that like a big bang of awareness is supposed to happen, and people are preparing it all over the world, building temples, preparing people and stuff. And my question is it possible? Yeah, that was short. Thank you.
Can you add half the questions, or we have two? yesterday I had a problem to go into sleep because so much energy. I felt quite fresh. So if you rest in that, you become more energy and less the possibility to go into sleep as the mind thinks he needs. Maybe you have some hints for this.
How do you explain this way of being effortlessly or efficiently to someone who's maybe not so open to this?
Following specifically after that question, how to explain this, who say, I'm just using a hypothetical example because I can't think of anything in terms of myself, but somebody who's in the last year of med school or something like this, and has great plans to go and give the service of medicine to the world, but they're in the right in the thick of pressure and stress, because if they don't pass their exams, there ain't going to be no medical practice. So apart from resting repeatedly for short moments many times until it becomes automatic, is it necessary to share with them the reality that nothing has to change? Like, to the guy in that sort of position or scenario, which I think many people or most people in the West feel themselves in such a scenario, whether it's feeding the kids or keeping the bank balance right or lifting it up or whatever it is, or performing in their life. I think that the sort of what we slip it, what people, we all, maybe many of us have slipped into the West, is a sense of having to achieve and perform, which creates a sense of being closed. But when it seems there's something imminent that we have to do, how can I or anybody understand then that nothing has to change? It's kind of an open question.
I'll answer all the questions in some way, and if you listen closely, you'll hear the answer. Each moment is pure and simple, completely pure and simple. Each moment is completely perceptually open, no matter what it contains, and all moments are absolutely equal. The total of all moments together is an expanse of evenness, of total equalness and evenness. And this is the true nature, the actual reality of mind, of awareness. Awareness is always completely wide open and spacious, pure and simple. It's never collapsed into anything. It's never collapsed into any such terms as fixation, identification, grasping. It's never collapsed into any kind of system or anything whatsoever. All these are just descriptions, and what they're descriptions of is awareness. So that no matter what is described, it isn't anything other than awareness. If we describe ourselves, it's awareness. If we describe our thoughts, it's awareness. If we describe our emotions, they're awareness. If we describe any of our bodily mechanisms, those are awareness. If we describe the way in which we perceive the world, good, bad, or otherwise, that's all awareness too. So this is the fundamental understanding that there is an all-encompassing pure view, and that all-encompassing pure view is the pure view of awareness. That all-encompassing pure view contains all points of view, no matter what they are. And the term points of view is just a phrase that is synonymous with everything that appears. So it's synonymous with all appearances, no matter what they might be. All phenomena of every kind, all thoughts of every kind, all emotions of every kind, all sensations of every kind, all experiences of every kind, all people of every kind, all things of every kind. To simply describe those, we could just say points of view within the pure view of all-encompassing awareness. Awareness and all of its points of view are a single, joyful, non-dual expanse that has never been made into anything. So even though there are points of view that appear, awareness is awareness. It's never made into something other than itself. This has never been the case, and it never will be. Now, a couple of other terms we could use to talk in simple ways about the all-encompassing pure view of awareness, because that might be something that many people couldn't relate to at all, is that we could just call it the balanced view. It's the balanced view. It's clear thinking. It's a natural function of our mind. Clear seeing that is completely wide open and spacious in every moment. Seeing that doesn't need to change or rearrange anything that appears. Seeing and looking that is completely relaxed, carefree, open and spacious. In the pure simplicity of every moment, all there is this complete perceptual openness. And perceptual openness is a function in the human body of the senses. So the senses, all of these senses that we have, whether it's our seeing, our tasting, our touching, our hearing, our smelling, and then we have other sensory mechanisms too that we may not even think of as sensory, such as thinking and emotional sensations and things such as this. All of these, you see, they're completely unbiased. They're only awareness imbued. We only know these sensory mechanisms are due to awareness. Without awareness, we would not know that any of these sensory mechanisms are. So that's our proof that all of these sensory mechanisms, no matter what they are awareness. We wouldn't know that they are without awareness. So it's awareness that is predominant and forever flawlessly blended with all sensory input of any kind. When we touch something or see something or taste something, all of these sensory mechanisms are really flawless. They're stainless. It's only our thoughts that describe what's occurring that makes them otherwise. So if we touch something and we say, oh, smooth or rough, that is a description. It isn't the actual sensory mechanism. The sensory mechanisms are all completely wide open and spacious and completely without bias, just like the sun shining equally on everything, no matter what appears. And to really experience that in our own being is to simply relax as free-form awareness without the need to describe anything in any particular way, without the need to accept or reject anything, without the need to make anything different than what it is. Each moment, no matter what it is complete and identical and entirely perceptually open and spacious. When we relax awareness just as it is, which means simply without the need to describe or to seek anything in what's appearing, then we experience the essence of our own being in a very direct way. And what we experience, there isn't someone experiencing it, nor is there something experienced. There's just complete perceptual openness in all experience, no matter what it is. In this, all systems that are thought-based are subsumed, just in this. And this awareness, it is inclusive of everything that is mundane, yet at the same time it is entirely exalted. So it's not just simply mental freedom. Mental freedom is just another point of view. Forever flawless, forever empty, totally free-form awareness is the wisdom of everything that is. It's the natural order of everything that is. Thus, it's said to be exalted. It's completely exalted. If in getting familiar with awareness we stop at mental freedom, then we really know nothing about what it means to gain familiarity with awareness. In the awareness that is the very nature of our own being, the very super complete nature of our own being, that is wide open and spacious in every single perception, there is absolute, impeccable, immaculate wisdom that is beyond any kind of ordinary thinking about anything. All systems whatsoever of the mind are superseded by wide open awareness. Any kind of system that is attempted to be created can never systematize awareness. Awareness can never be known through systems of any kind because it's never fallen into anything. It's never been made into anything at all. So if we say, oh, awareness has been made into something and it can be developed or efforted or for or achieved, or that it comes about in stages or whatever it may be, then we're looking elsewhere. What's looking is where we want to stay. Just that. What's looking? The complete free form, flawless perceptual openness in each moment that is pure, simple, complete, and identical just as it is. Nothing need be done. In other words, nothing need be done about what appears. We've simply trained ourselves to believe that there are all these fixed reference points that we need to rely on. But mind is always wide open and spacious, even in training ourselves to think that there are all these fixed reference points we need to cling to. When we cling to a fixed reference point, the clinging and the fixed reference point, it's all wide open and spacious. So it's just the description and our belief in the description that causes us to feel that we're tense or uncomfortable, or that we need to do yet another thing to make ourselves happy. When we just simply relax in the free-form enjoyment of the pure simplicity of this moment exactly as it is, then everything that appears, we can't really say anything about it. We can't say that it doesn't exist. We can't say that it exists either. It's just the magnificent display of everything as it is. There's no need to take up a position anywhere. There's no need to take up any kind of extreme. And in that is the wisdom that is the sovereign authority over all. In other words, it's the ruler of all perceptions. In understanding all points of view, all perceptions, all phenomena exactly as they are, understanding the true nature of everything, it's clear that in a single indivisible expanse, nothing needs to be done. Nothing needs to be done whatsoever. Everything that appears, every action that is taken, everything that is seen, everything that is tasted, everything that is touched, everything that is heard, smelled, seen, it's all completely wide open and spacious as a display of enchanted spontaneity. So there isn't any need to change anything whatsoever. And attempting to change things will not bring about wisdom. It may bring about something we call wisdom in a very conventional, thought-oriented way, but it won't bring about the true wisdom that has exalted powers of potent benefit. The exalted powers of potent benefit are just the basic space of everything. We can easily see without any kind of learning whatsoever that there's a pristine natural order to everything, that just as it is. The sky is free, open and spacious. All of space is open and spacious. Everything that is contained within space, whether it's chaotic or orderly, is wide open and spacious. Everything that we describe, whether it's positive, negative, or neutral, it's wide open and spacious. And all of this, just as it is already completely relaxed and at rest. The sky and space are at rest. Everything that we can describe is at rest. The wireless tower out there is at rest. It just is at rest exactly as it is. All the trees are at rest exactly as they are. The rivers and oceans are completely at rest. The earth is at rest. The air is at rest. All of the elements, no matter what they are at rest. The warmth of everything that is, this great fire that is essential to everything, that too is at rest. And when we look at our own bodies, everything we see about our bodies is really totally at ease, always, no matter what we're thinking about it. If we have a pain here or a twitch there, it's completely wide open and spacious. It appears in that, it is that during its duration, and it disappears into that. Our skin, it lies effortlessly over our bodies. All of our organs are swirling and turning and doing their thing in a natural order that is beyond anything that could be understood or described through thinking. The hair on our head, it's just there, you know, naturally at rest. Even if we use a blow dryer, it returns naturally to rest. You know, so the essential nature of all beings and of everything, just as it is complete, the complete utter rest of the openly spacious basic space of awareness. And we can't think our way into understanding that. It cannot be thought into. Each thought, all that each thought is this complete openness of what's right here. If we look to the thought as something important and significant that is needed to make sense of what's going on, then we just get lost in our thinking. We get lost in the extremes of the experiential. Yet with just maintaining in a very simple, relaxed way the complete openness that's right here, the complete openness that is absolute freedom and immediate perception. In other words, no matter what appears, whether it's thoughts, emotions, other appearances, no matter what they are, there's no need to say anything about them. There's no need to think anything about them. Beyond all that thinking and describing and reification of what appears is a wide open wisdom that has nothing to do with thinking. It's a wisdom that's laser-like and extremely powerful, intensely beneficial in a way that could never be cultivated or developed. The ease of our own being is the evidence of this. Just the ease of our own being, that no matter what appears, rather than continuing to describe in order to make sense of things, just relax. And if it's new to you, just relax in an uncontrived way for one brief instant. In that one instantaneous aware moment, it's clear that everything is completely identical. That instantaneous awareness that doesn't need to make anything out of anything, that doesn't need to take anything to be anything. In that utter relaxation, there is self-sprung the wisdom that is beyond words, the wisdom that is beyond concepts, whereby we unerringly know how to move, what to do, how to act, how to communicate. No matter where we are, we know what to say and what to do. We don't have any rule books that we run by. We don't have any book we're toting around that show us how to be. In the essentialness of our own being, we are very clear. We're always very clear about exactly what it is that needs to be said or done. And this happens effortlessly. No matter how energetic we are, no matter what kind of endeavor we're involved in, when we're not holding the fixed reference points any longer, holding the fixed reference points to describe a world and make meaning out of life de-energizes, devitalizes, it saps our naturally free-form energy that we're meant to live with every single day. So when we release these fixed reference points just by relaxing completely in a perceptually open way, then we have lots of energy we didn't have before, because we're not using all of our energy to describe everything and to seek something in everything that appears. We're no longer seeking happiness. And we've given up all seeking. It's come completely to a halt. We've given up all describing that's come to a halt too, not through any doing, but just through complete perceptual openness in all experience. And complete perceptual openness in all experience, all doing is done. There's no need for rule books or systems in the power of wisdom. None at all. And the kinds of powers of potent benefit that are the magnificent display of that wisdom are so far beyond anything that could ever be made into a rule book or any kind of system. There's unerring deep intimacy and personal interconnectivity with everything, just like that. Just like that, there's no split or division anywhere, and there never has been. There's never been any lack of a mutually interpenetrating reality. So that's never fallen apart at any time. It's never become unglued. You know, what is seamless doesn't have any parts that can become unglued. In any way. So awareness is the great glue that is the real super glue. It guarantees that everything is indivisible just as it is. And, you know, all this is just a philosophy unless in our own experience we realize that to be the case. And the only two ways to go about that are really to maintain complete perceptual openness in all experience. In other words, a thought arises, we've always described it or sought something in it, and instead we just relax with nothing need to be done about the thought, whether it's positive, negative, or otherwise. An emotion comes up, the same, freedom and immediate perception. Totally wide open freedom and immediate perception with no need to do anything about anything. Now the other way that that this is guaranteed to come about is just through hearing about it, certainty dawns. Certainty will dawn in your own being, even if you're here for the first time and you're twisting and twitching and can't wait to run out of here, and your head's filled with thoughts and you're wondering what the hell's going on here, or you know, no matter what, if you just keep turning up, conviction will dawn without you doing anything. If you can just put all of your energy into that simple moment of trust. The reality of who we are is so super complete in and of itself that just by hearing about it, conviction dawns. Just by hearing about it, we already know who we are, even if we've been deluged with all kinds of descriptions about who we are. We know ourselves clearly and completely. Any unease we have in our being at all is because we know ourselves as we are. Because we know ourselves as we are, then what feels uneasy is just all the descriptions that say otherwise. That's what feels uneasy. And so when we just simply hear repeatedly who we are, conviction dawns. And you know, I've seen this over and over and over again, all over the world with all kinds of people. And so if you can just trust in simply that, that's complete in itself. Now, you know, there are all kinds of ideas about everything, but none of them mean anything. You can create a seeming meaning out of them if you want to, saying, oh yeah, this is meaningful, this is really superb. But that'll just keep everything in the grind of thinking. Thinking, thinking, thinking in order to understand. It'll never touch the meta-understanding of everything as it is. Never. It's completely impossible to constantly think and then regurgitate thinking. It never leads anywhere. It just leads to more thinking, I guess, doesn't it? More intellectual speculation. But I can see lots of people here who are done with that. We learn about ourselves, most of us, in a very limited way, and we learn that we have a body and that we have a mind and we speak and we have certain qualities and activities that are the evidence of our life and the expression of our identity in the world. And so we could call that the ordinary body, speech, mind, qualities, and activities. And most of us learn that we have a personal identity and that we just learn to think in terms of this personal identity. And so our thinking all relates back to this personal identity and its well-being. And our speech, that relates too to this personal identity and its well-being. Through our speaking, we're able to communicate what it is this personal identity needs for itself in order to feel comfortable in the world. And in our mind, our thinking is about that too. This is what we learn. We learn that the thinking should be about this personal identity and how it's going to take care of itself, how it's going to feed itself, clothe itself, provide shelter for itself, get some friends, find a good job that's satisfying, and find ways to achieve happiness and enjoy life. So this is basically what we learn. And then the qualities and activities of our life are related to that. So we go about our daily walk, making sure that all of this happens, that this personal identity receives the gratification that it needs in order to feel safe and comfortable in the world. Now, even though we learn that, that's only one very limited way of relating to who we are. The true reality of what each human being is, no matter who that human being is, no matter where they live, no matter what they look like, no matter how old they are, how smart they are, or whatever they are, the true nature of every human being is the wisdom body. And that wisdom body has naturally endowed in it a mind and speech and qualities and activities that are dedicated to the benefit of the whole. They ensure the immediate benefit not only of ourselves, but of everyone altogether. So this is really our natural being. In the ease of our own awareness, these wisdom powers of great benefit are already naturally complete and naturally occurring. Just because we've never learned this about ourselves doesn't mean that it isn't the case. It is the case, and it's always been so throughout time for every human being. And this isn't something that can be cultivated or developed. It isn't something we can learn about and then learn to be that way. It is in this simple instruction of enjoying the natural rest of indestructible awareness that we tap into this wisdom body of great benefit. And the wisdom body of great benefit, its mind, which is the vast and infinite mind that can't really be expressed or described in any way, in its mind, in a living human being, the kind of thoughts that appear don't refer back to a personal identity. They don't refer back to personal experience. The thoughts that appear are about the benefit of the whole. All the thoughts are about the benefit of the whole. And as each person is the part of the benefit of the whole, immediate needs are ensured, whatever they are. The immediate needs of ourselves are ensured. And the emotions, too, rather than referring back to a personal identity, the emotions are all free-form and spacious, completely free in the immediacy of perception. And the emotions, too, don't relate back to only a personal identity. The emotions one experienced are the emotions of all beings. The emotion of anger can arise, or sadness, or whatever it is, but rather than it being an emotion dedicated to a personal identity, in the natural openness of that emotion, it's realized that this emotion is something shared by all beings. So you see, this is a dramatically different way of experiencing ourselves. And the speech too is dedicated to this. The speech of wisdom is dedicated to speaking in an authentic way, to speaking in a way that guarantees authentic meaning rather than made up meaning based on thinking and describing everything. It guarantees not only authentic meaning, but it guarantees that authentic meaning will come alive in everyone. So this is very powerful speaking. It's completely beyond ordinary speaking. It doesn't require Toastmasters or any scripts or anything like that. It's naturally free-flowing. It's the melodious song of awareness, of indestructible awareness that can't be contained in any way. And the qualities and activities of the wisdom body, that is the natural wisdom body of all 7 billion people, or however many there are everywhere, the qualities and activities of the life are completely exalted in every moment in an effortless way, but with immensely high, powerful, and forceful energy. There's a grand display of qualities and activities that are beneficial, that also don't relate back to a personal identity or any identity anywhere. They're the qualities and activities of the basic space of awareness that's never been tied up in any kind of personal identity. So you see, if we only learn one way we can be, that's all we know about ourselves. And if we insist upon that, then that's how we'll live our life. But all the while, in the complete relaxation of the immediacy of what's right here, the big smile of everything as it is, it's completely relaxed and at ease. Everything is perfect all at once. Once we start to say, oh no, it's not perfect, there's something over here that's not perfect, then we step out of our inherent capacity to live as the wisdom at the basis, the wisdom that is the ground of all being. In terms of the just ongoing practical everyday awareness of living a life, whether we're in intimate relationships or friendships or whatever they are, there's just a supreme boldness in every moment. There aren't any scripts or anything at all like that. It's just whatever appears to be said is said, with no need to think, oh, what are they going to think about me? Or how is this going to make me look? You know, there's no referencing back to a personal identity. There's just the supreme boldness of speaking authentic meaning, whatever that is. And it's always wildly compassionate, just wildly compassionate, so totally deeply rooted and connected with everything and everyone everywhere, that even if it's fiery in its expression, it's received as love. It's undeniably loving, even though it might be a fireball. When we hear about how great and exalted we are as human beings, of course some of us may not have heard that until today, but even if we get a glimpse of that, if we hear something about some kind of freedom where we'll be amazing, you know, be able to live in an effortless way. Just in hearing about that, it opens a door. It opens the door, and when we walk through that door, there's no turning back. There's nowhere to go back to. And no one to go back there, and so, you know, that's the complete simplicity of everything as it is. Completely uncontained by any philosophical constructs or frameworks. Just the complete ease of being that brings an incredible shine to the skin and a smile to every cell of one's being.